Thanks to the people who have started leaving me text messages with the new feature. But remember, it's a one-way medium, so please include your email address or any other way of getting back in touch with you. Or if you'd like to leave me voicemail, just go to the website at bookkeepermensch.com, scroll down a little bit on the main page, and leave me voicemail. Thanks, and enjoy the episode.
Paul Rosenblum is a bookkeeper, not an accountant or a CPA. Although the information in this podcast comes from professionals, it's meant to give you enough knowledge about these subjects to have a meaningful dialogue with your tax preparer about bookkeeping and taxes.
Hello, and welcome back after about a four-month hiatus because of tax season to the podcast. My name is Paul Rosenblum. Moving forward, there will be two episodes per month on a regular basis, so please download, subscribe, and stay tuned. Today's subject, changing the entity type of an existing company. There are sole proprietorships, LLCs, LLPs, and corporations, which we spoke about in earlier episodes. During the last tax season, I started with a company with two partners who had an LLC several years ago, changed it into an S corporation, and when they recently switched accountants, just changed it back again to an LLC that started in February of 2023. The first LLC and the S corporation were in the same company file using QuickBooks Online. Moving from a corporation to an LLC not only changes your tax forms and how taxes are put together and how bookkeeping is done, but it also changes how the partners of the company get paid for just one example. Guaranteed payments and distributions are used in a partnership LLC, but traditional payroll along with distributions are used for partners in an S corporation. All of the assets that the corporation owns, such as computers, equipment, tools, furniture, and vehicles, have to be zero value in the soon-to-be-defunct corporation, and fair market value is used for the value of the assets to be newly accounted for and newly depreciated within the new LLC. So moving from one entity to another means that you have to zero out all value on the balance sheet of one entity, including cash in bank accounts and credit card balances, and move them to the new entity. And that is very careful bookkeeping and accounting work. If the company moves from an S corporation to an LLC or the other way around, since they are totally separate entities, and you are using QuickBooks Online for an example, then you would need to pay for another database through QuickBooks Online for the new LLC. And once the old corporation is totally approved to be dissolved by the IRS, then your bookkeeper can download all of the reports and or all of the transactions from the corporation and import the QBO file into a QuickBooks desktop product for archival purposes. This does not include, if you have an LLC, filing with the IRS as a corporation. The IRS allows, for example, for an LLC to file as if they were a corporation using the corporate tax rules without actually changing entities. Before deciding what kind of entity your company will be, you should get at least two opinions from accountants or CPAs or other tax preparers. It's not easy to move from one kind of entity to another, and the accounting is tedious and very careful work for a bookkeeper to do correctly. My general opinion is if you are a single owner of an LLC with no investors, then stick with the single member LLC. If you do have investors, but you're still the one owner, then again, stick with an LLC, which would now be called the multi-member LLC, and would be handled by the IRS as a partnership tax return. Like corporations, the investors and yourself as owner will receive a K-1 by March 15 for tax purposes. If you are an owner of a single-member LLC and you move into an S corporation, then you'd have to pay yourself a salary and also pay payroll taxes on your own salary. You would be able to have a traditional 401k, but all of this is more paperwork, and much of the time, the costs, including federal and state taxes, end up being a bit higher given the same numbers if you have an LLC. If you have an outside payroll company, there's a cost for that as well. The owner of the S corporation would have to pay payroll taxes on their own payroll and pay taxes on the profit of the corporation through the aforementioned K-1. As I mentioned in an earlier episode, some people just like the psychological advantage of having a payroll for themselves set on a certain day of the week or month, because that's what they're used to when they worked for other companies before they became a self-employed business owner. With an LLC, the owner doesn't receive payroll. They are able to draw out money whenever they want it by just transferring money from the business bank account directly to the personal bank account, going through an equity draw account within the books without hitting any accounts on the profit and loss. It's just a bank-to-bank transfer. With bookkeeping, accounting, and business entities, consistency is the word for the day. Once you start an LLC, the idea is to stay with that entity for a number of years. If there are specific reasons to change to a corporation, maybe you're making a product that you need more liability protection on, for one example, then go ahead and change entities. But to go from an LLC to a corporation and then back to an LLC, which is what happened this past tax season with this new client of mine, isn't a good way to use the business owner's time to learn a new way of paying out partners than what the owners and partners have been used to. I've had clients in the past and currently who had or have companies that were LLCs, but after a year of bookkeeping and a few days before March 15, they called me and asked me if their books were ready for their accountant. My response was that the filing date for LLCs was April 15. Only then did I find out that they were filing as an S corporation. It took me several hours to go through the books and make the appropriate changes so it was reflecting the S corporation rules for the accountant and for the IRS. Usually I ask for a tax return when I start with a client so I know what their status was or currently is, but in this case they were a brand new company without a previous tax return. So as I've said before, a relationship with your bookkeeper and your accountant or tax preparer is vital to make sure that everyone is on the same page. Some professions, such as architects, have to be corporations and are not allowed to be LLCs. This is what PC means at the end of a company or a person's name. PC stands for personal corporation, such as a lawyer or an architect. Remember, states have corporate taxes, but the IRS does not. Payroll taxes are paid through a corporation, but income taxes for a corporation are paid through the owner's personal income tax through the already mentioned K-1s that you receive from your own company. If you have a corporation, then you should have vehicles that you use for business, for one example, purchased through the corporation and not you personally. If the corporation doesn't have enough credit to purchase a vehicle, then there are other ways of accounting for personal vehicles. One of the ways is you can have the corporation reimburse you personally 68.5 cents per mile for every mile driven for company business. This way, the corporation will get a deduction and you personally will get reimbursed income tax free. You should also have credit cards in the corporation's name, which is another reason why it's so tricky to switch entities. You should not be using personal credit cards for the corporation, since the corporation is really a separate entity entirely. Remember, the balance sheet of corporations, single owner or partnerships, as well as multi-member LLCs, must be reported to the IRS, which means that every account in the general ledger of the books has to be 100% accurate for tax purposes. Now, single-member LLCs should also be correct, but you don't have to report the balance sheet on a tax return if you have a sole proprietorship or a single-member LLC. In the near future, there will be videos attached to this podcast, and this will be one of the things that I will demonstrate, how to set up corporations' equity sections in the books as compared to LLC's equity sections. So stay tuned for that.